powerless. How we behave and react is part of the problem, and we have to change these patterns. We allow ourselves to get pushed beyond certain limits and then become resentful or powerless. We do not turn desires into accomplished goals, or we do not deal with our sick desires. Responsibility empowers us to have a good life. We are not at the mercy of our spouse's behavior or problems. Each spouse can act both to avoid being a victim of the other spouse's problems and, better yet, to change the marriage relationship itself. Later, we will show you how to change your marriage for the better, even if your spouse is not interested in changing. But the process always begins with taking responsibility for your own part in the problem. Boundaries help us to realize our freedom once again. When someone realizes the freedom he or she has from a spouse or anyone else, many options open up. Boundaries help us to know just where someone's control begins and ends. As with the property lines above, so it is with relationships. Just as your next-door neighbor can't force you to paint your house purple, neither can any other human being make you do anything. It violates the basic law of freedom God established in the universe. For love to work, each spouse has to realize his or her own freedom. And boundaries help us define the freedom we have and the freedom we do not have. Marriage is not slavery. It is based on a love relationship, which is deeply rooted in freedom. Each partner is free from the other, and therefore free to love the other. Where there is control, or perception of control, there is not love. Love only exists where there is freedom. Three realities have existed since the beginning of time: freedom, responsibility, and love. God created us free. He gave us responsibility for our freedom. And as responsible free agents, we are told to love Him and each other. This emphasis runs throughout the entire Bible. When we do these three things, live free, take responsibility for our own freedom and how we use it, and then thirdly, love Him and each other, then life, including marriage, can be an Eden experience. Something incredible happens as these three ingredients of relationship work together. As love grows, spouses become more free from the things that enslave: self-centeredness, sinful patterns, past hurts, and other self-imposed limitations. Then, they gain a greater and greater sense of self-control and responsibility. As they act more responsible, they become more loving, and then the cycle begins all over again. As love grows, so does freedom, leading to more responsibility and to more love. Remember, where there is no freedom, there is slavery. And where there is slavery, there will be rebellion. Also, where there is no responsibility, there is bondage. Where we do not take ownership and do what we are supposed to do with our own stuff, we will be stuck at certain levels of relationship, and we will